Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
3 days away from training camp, and John Lopez and I are college football guys as well. So we not only look forward to professional football, we like the college version as well. We're 41 days away from the first college football Saturday of the season. And one of the issues that faces college football, it's not a unique issue to their sport, but it's something that they're facing, is the decrease in attendance at stadiums. There's a lot of reasons for this, John Lopez. Phones, TV, like, there's a lot of reasons why this is happening.
I was, like, this close to, like, going on a rant this morning when you and I were talking about this, because, look, college football attendance is down. For someone, and we're going to play the audio, to say, well, millennials. What? Wait a minute. I want you to listen to this audio, and I want to set it up this way because I'm going to make a point. Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern head coach, formerly really, really good. I think he was a linebacker. I think he was, yeah. No, he was quarterback, wasn't he?
No, he was a linebacker.
Am I thinking of someone else?
Yeah, he was a linebacker.
I don't think, must be thinking of someone else. But anyway, really good player at Northwestern. Really good coach. You know, he's getting it done. But I'm going to do something right now that I don't think very many people do, and I really sincerely mean it. Millennials get a bad rap, man. I mean, they get a really unfair rap. What you're about to hear has nothing to do with millennials, or very little to do with millennials, all right? But he goes from, what's the problem with college football attendance, to, well, millennials. They're ruining everything.
This is Pat Fitzgerald live at Big Ten Media Days last week talking about the attendance drop-off in the game of college football.
I think technology has been the decline in attendance, number one. You know, Stacey and I were out on a date last night, and it just drove me up to, I literally wanted to be like a dad and go, like, give me your phone, talk to each other. I mean, this is pathetic. So it was really, really pathetic. And I think that's just, it's just changed the way a lot of younger people and younger fans intake is all through technology. And I mean, you watch a concert and everybody's holding their phone up. Like, listen, watch, take it in, create a memory. Because they don't go back and watch the videos. They just want to post it on their social media, which is pathetic because it creates a society of, look at me, isn't my life great? Even though when they go home, they're like, I hate myself, I hate my life, everything's wrong.
Your thoughts.
You know who does that? First of all, that has nothing to do with or very little to do with the attendance in college football games. 50-year-olds do that. 50-year-old women and men do that, except they're doing it on Facebook. They're using their phones more than millennials. I mean, look at the numbers. Look at the distribution of Facebook users across the world. The numbers are incredible. We're talking, you know, between 25 and 55 are the vast majority of the people on Facebook. That's not millennials. Millennials are barely even 25 anymore. You know, they are, but I mean, that's the top end of what they are, the bottom end, I should say. This is incredible that he goes from what's wrong with college football attendance to millennials are using their phones too much. Everyone is using their phones too much. Everyone. And that's not why college football attendance is down. He didn't want to say why college football attendance really is down. No one wants to say why college football attendance really is down. They're charging too much freaking money for these tickets. When you balance, like when you make an investment, whether it's an actual investment or an investment in a big dinner for your family that's coming into town, you have to weigh, how much do I really want to spend for what I'm going to get out of it, right? What you're spending in college football now, you're not getting that much out of it. He talked about pageantry and all this other stuff, and you and me are, I don't know.
I'm a season ticket holder.
I am too. I have season tickets for Aggie games.
But I don't go to every game.
No, neither do I. But we're big, big, big college football fans. I'm all about enjoying the experience, being there. you know, having feeling that pageantry, the march in, and all that other stuff. But that's not that's that the problem is ticket prices for college football.
They're too high.
It's way too high. Way too high. It's not everybody. If you want to blame phones, blame everyone. So everyone's using their phone too much.
And quite honestly, you know, a lot of times when you go to a pro game or when you go to any other game outside of college football, 90% of the time there's going to be someone on that other team that you want to go see. And Right. Even last year at some of the biggest games out there at DKR for the Texas Longhorns, like I'm going to see Iowa State and I'm going to see TCU. Who the hell am I really going there to watch? Like it's all the team. And there's so much more going on Saturdays in college football to where, yeah, my team's playing this team, but right after that, you're going to have Alabama versus
or during. That's insert. The other thing I was going to say.
Like it's a thing, and I don't understand where exactly he's placing this on, because if people are on their phones too much, if that's the case, wouldn't that make it more likely that you would go to a game, not mm-hmm. less likely? Like I don't see how that has an impact on you not wanting to go to the game. Have you ever said like if you don't want to go somewhere, John? Like let's say I invite you to a game, and I'm like, hey. Let's go see U of H play whoever they're playing. Are you ever going to say, nah, I want to play on my phone instead of going
exactly.
to the game? Like, what does that mean?
He went down this road, this path. The only technological problem for college football attendance is that most stadiums, now your favorite school and my favorite school, have
massive stadiums.
Massive, very, very interactive stadiums, huge TVs, replays. Scores and highlights of other games.
It ain't like that everywhere.
But it's not like that everywhere.
It ain't like that everywhere.
So people, real college football fans want to see almost as much as the game that's in front of them is the games of their rivals going on at the same time or happening, as you said, either right before or right after. So where's the best place to see that and enjoy it?
At home.
Your living room.
I mean, even when I was in college and I was on campus, like mm-hmm. I would want to watch the game instead of going to the actual game, just because there's so much more going on and there's so many games going on a Saturday. Pat Fitzgerald doubled down on this, and you thought that he went off the road on his first rant. Well, he took it a step further as he continued to talk about attendance in college football.
I think it's a big cause. I think it's definitely things that we need to look at as a brand, college football, on how we can maybe create that type of environment and experience while respecting our communities and our neighborhoods to make sure the experiences that are happening don't impede on those neighborhoods.
What is he talking about?
Well, I have no idea.
Play that again. I'm confused. I feel like I'm in a weird dream with that one. What the hell is he talking about?
I think it's a big cause. I think it's definitely things that we need to look at as a brand, college football, on how we can maybe create that type of environment and experience while respecting our communities and our neighborhoods to make sure the experiences that are happening don't impede on those neighborhoods.
I don't get it.
I don't know how they're impeding on a neighborhood. You know,
Figgy, am I missing something? What's he talking about?
I don't know. It sounds like he's trying to say, I guess, college football games make the neighborhoods bad.
I don't know.
Well, I guess danger. Impeding like parking and all that, okay. But that's not it. That is not it. I'm telling you, it's ticket prices. College football should not be that expensive. Can I interest you in some statistics?
Always.
The highest priced tickets for college football this coming year, 2019, according to USA Today on StubHub, average ticket price for Georgia home football games.
Okay.
Average.
Okay.
$487.
What? That's got to be season tickets. That's for sure season tickets.
A big Georgia entering its fourth season with Kirby Smart will have the highest average ticket price for home games.
Has to be season tickets.
It doesn't say season tickets.
There is no way that people are paying $487 a pop.
$487.
It has to be season tickets.
I'm telling you, ticket prices are the problem with college football. Nobody wants the rest of the list. Ohio State is next at $352.
Yeah, these are season tickets for sure.
No, it doesn't say that. Michigan, 285. Notre Dame, 276. Alabama, 249. Alabama isn't selling season tickets for $249. That's per game,
that's
buddy.
That's a steal.
That's four games.
Season tickets.
Per game. No one wants to say it because it makes them look bad. You know, a lot of run on social media this morning is
I'm so confused by this list.
Is LSU with their
so confused
with their brand spanking new locker room that they spent millions of dollars on, where you can sleep in your locker and all this other stuff. It's ticket prices. That's why attendance is down. You know, I'm telling you right now, it's awful.
And I just think it's really lazy when people start saying, you know, the millennials and stuff like that. Because, oh, I'm telling you right now, my family's on their phone more than
absolutely.
Me. And I'm talking about my stepmom, my dad, my mom. I mean, they're trying to post just as much. And if you're posting, you're already there. I don't quite understand that. But I think Pat Fitzgerald was a little bit out of bounds. But the bottom line is, two season ticket holders here on this show, and we both even admit we ain't going to every single game.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you try to resell them and see what you can get. But the experience is fun, but sometimes there's just way too much going on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.